Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is sinking.
Glory to the Lamb of God. My dear friends, I welcome you again to the Moment of Truth broadcast. I am glad you tuned in today. I am persuaded that the Almighty God is about to do something in your life. I therefore encourage you to stay with me in the next few minutes as I share the Word of God with you. My name is Brother Chris. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy and for the opportunity to hear your Word. Lord, I pray that you touch every heart listening to this message. Give them the grace to receive your Word and let your Word perform the miracle that they need. Thank you for the answer, for I prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time, we began sharing a message on the topic, A Victorious Christian. And by the grace of God, we shall conclude the remaining part of that message in this broadcast. So I will call this message, A Victorious Christian, Part 2. A Victorious Christian, Part 2. In the first part of this message, we noted that the Lord Jesus established the church so that the church will live like he lived, so that the Christians will look like him, talk like him, and walk like him. We noted that a victorious Christian is a Christian who is able to overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and live every day as Jesus wants us to. We also noted that God's will is that every Christian will be a victorious Christian. Unfortunately, many Christians today are not living a victorious life. In the last broadcast, we said that for anyone to be a victorious Christian, that person must do a few things. Number one, have a good foundation of his Christianity. Number two, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Number three, feed his spirit man continuously. And number four, put his mind on heaven. So today, we shall look at a few more things that you need to do in order to be a victorious Christian. And the next thing you need to do is avoid bad company. Avoid bad company. My dear friends, the company you keep will determine how far you will go as a Christian. It will interest you to know that many children of God who began very well as Christians fell from the faith because they kept bad company. They mingled with sinners and kept friendship with unbelievers. God told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14, 2 Corinthians 6 14, that we should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. This means that we should not be constantly and continuously together with sinners and unbelievers. And he said that because they will contaminate you. God is wiser than us. And if he says something, then better believe it. Unfortunately, you still see some Christians take unbelievers as their best friends, business partners, advisors, and even husbands or wives. This is not supposed to be so. Those that do so argue that they will be able to convert the unbelievers. Well, the Bible tells us something in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. And I read, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners." The NLT translation puts it as this: "Don't be fooled by those who say such things. Bad company corrupts good character." Now, it doesn't mean you should not associate with unbelievers. No, not at all. What the scripture is saying is that the association should not be intimate, constant, and consistent. For example, if you are a child of God and have an unbeliever who works in your office or in your marketplace, then you should relate with him or her only on official issues. Discuss the issues of the market and leave it there. You should not take the relationship to your house or to his house, or start accompanying the person to those places he or she usually goes. Let us take God's advice and avoid bad company so that we will be victorious Christians. Praise the Lord. The next thing that you need to do to be a victorious Christian is to make your faith public. Make your faith public. As a child of God, the first thing you should do anywhere you are is to make your faith public. You let the people you meet know you are a child of God And the simplest way to let them know you are a born-again Christian is to preach to them the gospel of Jesus. You tell them that God will judge sinners on the last day and tell them how Jesus saved you and wants to save them also. The moment you do this, everyone there knows where you stand. You will then follow up your preaching with a righteous lifestyle. With this, it will be impossible for those people to invite you to join them in doing evil. As a matter of fact, they will hide any evil they want to do from you. Even when they want to involve you in the evil they want to do, it will be easy for you to say no to their faces. Another reason it is good to make your faith public is that it helps put you in check. It is usually very difficult for you to commit sin in the presence of people you have preached to before. Some of them may even say to you, "This thing you are doing, I thought you were born again." Such comments will make you realize yourself and avoid sin. But when you hide your identity as a child of God, then you are exposing yourself to the devil's attack. Hallelujah. Another thing that you need to do to be a victorious Christian is keep your joy alive. Keep your joy alive. One thing that you received the day you genuinely repented and became a Christian is joy. Joy comes rushing into your hearts because now God accepts you as his child. Jesus gives you this joy of salvation as evidence that your sins are forgiven. This joy comes from the Spirit of God that resides inside of you. And it does not depend on what is happening around you. And that is why even when people mock you for being born again, you are still filled with joy. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 11, John 15:11, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy might be filled." The joy that you receive when you become a Christian is a driving force that is supposed to help you to be victorious. That joy is what will see you through the trials and temptations in this wicked world. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, the Bible says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." This means that when you have joy, you have strength. And when you don't have joy, you don't have strength. And the joy of the Lord is so important that the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." Unfortunately, many Christians nowadays don't have the joy of salvation anymore. They have lost the joy of the Lord. They are now filled with bitterness and sadness. And the reason why they lost the joy is because they are no longer connected unto the Lord. They are now connected to the world. Yes, they are no longer looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. They are looking unto the government and the politicians. They are filled with bitterness because the worldly things that give them joy are no longer available. And there is no way you will be a victorious Christian when your heart is filled with anger and bitterness. But I have good news for you, my dear brother and sister. And the good news is that you can receive back your joy today. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord will strengthen you and make you a victorious Christian. The joy of the Lord comes upon you when you take your eyes off the things of this world and put them on the promises of God. You receive the joy of the Lord when you sit back and count the things the Lord has done for you instead of counting more things you want him to do for you. The joy of the Lord comes upon you as a child of God when you remember where God picked you from and how he washed you with the blood of Jesus. Oh, how I pray that you receive that joy again and keep the joy alive. Hallelujah. The last thing which I consider that you have to do to be a victorious Christian is avoid playing with sin. Avoid playing with sin. This is perhaps the most important thing anyone who wants to be a victorious child of God should do. My dear friends, sin is a terrible thing. Sin is a killer. It is worse than cancer and HIV combined. It destroys your life, destroys your destiny, destroys your eternity. God has never tolerated sin. He does not tolerate sin and will never tolerate sin. To show you how much God hates sin, he turned away from his only begotten son, Jesus, when Jesus was on the cross carrying the sin of the world. At that moment, Jesus himself said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And remember, that Jesus did not commit the sin he was carrying. Rather, the sin of the world was put upon him. And if God did not tolerate other people's sin on Jesus, how do you think God will tolerate the sin that you committed yourself? That is why I pity those who listen to the false pastors and preachers who say that because we are under grace, you can live in sin and still enter heaven. Hear me. The Bible made it clear in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. 1 John 3 verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil. He that committed sin is of the devil. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. We are told expressly that we should not be deceived, because no fornicator or adulterer or thief or reviler or drunkard or a bribe taker or indeed anyone who continues to commit sin will enter the kingdom of God. No matter how anyone tries to interpret the grace of God, the fact remains that only victorious Christians will enter the kingdom of heaven on the last day. Yes, only those who overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life will enter the kingdom of heaven. That is what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 21 verse 7 and 8. Revelation 21, 7 and 8. And I read, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable, the murderers, immoral, idol worshippers, and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire." And if sin is such a terrible thing, then anyone who wants to be a victorious Christian must not play with sin. You must flee from it by all means and at all costs. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 22 that we should abstain from all appearances of evil. This means we should stay away from anything and everything that is evil and sinful. You stay away from people that will make you to commit sin. You stay away from places that will make you to commit sin. And you stay away from things that will make you to commit sin. And as I close, I would like to pray with you. It may be that you have not been a victorious Christian. Maybe you have been running and falling. Or maybe a particular sin is holding you down and about to drag you to hellfire. Or maybe you are still a sinner. You have not been born again. You are still carrying your sin and have not received forgiveness from Jesus. Today is your opportunity. God will forgive you if only you repent and call upon the name of Jesus. The Bible says that anyone who calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. Jesus loves you and died for your sin. But he expects you to take the first step and come to him in repentance. And he will receive you. He promised that he will never cast away anyone that comes to him. But will you come to him now? If you want to do that, then bow your hearts in prayer and say after me, "Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them. Please forgive me. Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. Save my soul. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart. Amen." If you sincerely prayed this prayer with all your heart, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you, because God cannot lie. But you need to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for all those who have asked for forgiveness right now. Wash away their sins with the blood of Jesus and transform their lives. In the name of Jesus, I break every yoke of the devil upon their lives and I loose them from the power of sin and death. Lord, I pray that you touch every brother and sister and give them the grace to overcome this world and live according to your word. Thank you, Father, for the answer. For I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My dear listener, I believe that God has done something in your life. But if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling, please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in same time, same station. God bless you.